أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين. لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the annihilation and the destruction of certain towns and certain settlements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah number 16 of Surah Al-Anbiya, tells us of the creation of the heavens and the earth. These people who deny the existence of Allah and who fail to embrace Islam and the message of the Quran, it is as if they are claiming that all this that is in existence, the heavens and the earth and the sun, the moon, all these gigantic and all these huge, wonderful, amazing creations, it is as if they are claiming that all this was created without any purpose. If they don't believe in the existence of Allah, think about it, and they don't believe in life after death, then it is as if they are claiming that all that is in existence is purposeless, is an act of futility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses it. He says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We have not created the heaven and the earth and whatever lies between the two of them. We have not created them la'ibin, to play around. This is not amusement. We have not created it without any objective, without any purpose, and just for some futile reason. لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we really wanted to adopt amusement, and if we really wanted to pass time, لَتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدِنَّا, we would have passed time from our own side, meaning there was no need for us to bring all of this into creation in order to pass time. This amazing, huge, beautiful, wonderful creation, the billions of stars, the galaxies, the planets, the sun, the moon, the earth, everything that lies on the earth, the heavens, whatever is between the two of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of this, if we had wanted to play around, and if we wanted some amusement and some attainment and some pastime, we would have passed time in ladunna from or with whatever is with us. No need to bring the world into existence. In kunna fa'ilin, if we really wanted that, if that was really what we wanted to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. Allah says, instead, we cast and we launch the truth onto falsehood. That's the whole purpose. It has been created for an objective. Everything that we see, not a single thing Allah mentions in the Quran, has been created without purpose and without objective. Everything that has been created to serve some purpose, even though we may not understand what the purpose and what the objective of the creature of the creation may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everything has been created with a purpose. What is that purpose? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْنَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ. Instead, we launch the truth against the falsehood. So, the main objective and the purpose as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought this entire universe into creation is so that it may smash, فَيَدْمَغُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it may smash falsehood. What is falsehood? To believe in non-existence of Allah. To say and to claim and to promote a theory that there is no God, there is no divine power, everything that happens, happens by coincidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is baatil. The very creation of the heavens and the earth and how they operate and how they function and how they move and the function and role that they play, that alone is haqq. that alone, just these creations, are enough to smash the falsehood. And what's the falsehood? To believe that there is no God, to believe that there is no divine supreme power that is in charge and in control of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَدْمَغُهُ, the truth, it smashes al-batil, it smashes the falsehood. فَإِذَا هُوَ ذَاهِرٌ, and then the falsehood is left like nothing. If you have to really contemplate over the creation, and if you have to really contemplate over how the universe operates and how it works, you will ultimately come to realize that every other claim and every other theory is nothing. فَإِذَا هُوَ ذَاهِرٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimately you will come to know that that batil, that theory, whatever it is nothing compared to the haqq, the truth that is so evident and that is so apparent in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. This cannot be some coincidence. وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلِ, woe unto you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns that type of a concept and that type of a theory that everything is just a coincidence and there was one big bang and that is how everything came into existence and there is no divine power, there is no divine supreme being and we are going to die and that is it and there's no afterlife and there's no real purpose for our existence on earth. This is just Mother Nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, woe unto you, woe unto you. Apply your mind, look at this. You know for a fact that that cannot be the case. Woe unto you, mimma tasifun, for all these things that you are making up, for all the false that you are speaking of, and for these type of concepts and these type of theories that you wish to promote.